You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. To learn more, visit rt11.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the Feed Feed podcast. I'm Alexa Santos, a senior producer at the Feed Feed. The Feed Feed is the world's largest crowdsourced food publication and social media community, serving as your daily source for what to cook, bake, eat, and drink. Here on the Feed Feed podcast, we are speaking with members of the hashtag Feed Feed community to hear their stories, learn about their culinary inspirations, and get some of their best cooking tips. Today, I'm so excited to be joined by Allie Chernick, who owns and operates Allie's Banana Bread. Allie's Banana Bread sells homemade, old-school, classic banana bread using her grandmother's recipe. Originally a photographer, Allie has now turned into a baker, entrepreneur, and small business owner. Well, that is all super, super cool, Allie. I'm so excited to talk to you about all of this. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I feel like that we have a lot to catch up on. How did this all happen?
This all happened. So going back, like you said, this is my grandma's recipe, and I have been making it for a very long time, since I was little, and I always made it for my friends. I used to make it for like bake sales in middle school. I used to make it if, you know, I was going to someone's house to a housewarming. It was just something I always brought around, and Everyone was really obsessed with it. And I understood why. It was literally the best banana bread ever. I used to tell my grandma, I was like, you really should sell this. And she was like, nah, you can do it. And I was like, okay. But so it started with me just liking to make this banana bread because everyone loved it. And it was fun for me to bake. And then as time went on and I went to college, I also became the banana bread girl. I would make banana bread and people would come to my apartment and eat it. And then once I graduated, I started to have my friends ask me to make it for them for like their office parties or potlucks or something like that they were going to. So this is in like I graduated college in 2016. So this is like 2016, 2017, my friends kind of requesting me to make them banana bread for something. Right. And I would make it and they would bring it and people would be like, oh my God, where is this from? Like, I need some. And, you know, instead of giving, you know, they would tell me that, and I really didn't want to give the recipe away because in my head, I kind of always thought maybe I'd start a business around it. I really didn't think I ever would, but enough that I didn't want to give the recipe away. So sure. I was like, you know what, I'll make them a banana bread. And that's kind of how it all started, is that was my first kind of exchange of with someone paying me. I was like, I you know, just give me $10 and I'll make you banana bread, come pick it up, whatever. And it kind of just escalated because every time they would bring it somewhere, someone else would want it. And at this point, it was just, you know, me texting friends and friends of friends. And then I eventually made an Instagram for it to kind of take orders more easily because I just couldn't do it through texting anymore. And right. That's when things started to really blow up because, you know, I did take good photos of it and they looked really good. And I started to kind of gain this following and some like, you know, influencers started reaching out being like, hey, if you send us your banana bread, we'll post it. And I was like, okay, I guess. And then that kind of ended up giving me a big following. And that's how it all started. And then I decided I wanted to bring it to like people I really didn't know. Cause you know, at this point it was like friends and friends of friends and it wasn't people right. I didn't really know at all. So I found this like one day farmer's market, holiday market. It was December 2019. It was in Greenpoint where I lived and it was like a one day market. And my, you know, plan was that if that went well, then I would kind of start taking everything a little bit more seriously. And it went well and I started taking it more seriously.
Well, look at that. And so then when did you open the business and how long has this been going on? I mean, yeah, this seems kind of like it all happened somewhat rapidly.
No, it happened pretty quickly. So initially it was, you know, like once in a while, someone coming to pick up a banana bread from like my apartment. And then it turned into me like basically, so I worked for Ralph Lauren before this and mm-hmm. I would make banana breads and I would bring them to work in a suitcase. And then I would like drop them off around the city for the people who ordered. And then once I did this farmer's market where I kind of was like, I need to start taking it more seriously. I realized that I needed to, you know, make sure everything I was doing was legal because it wasn't really, because I couldn't just like, you know, technically it's not legal to just bake things in your apartment and sell them. Some things it is, but with banana bread, it wasn't. And so at that point I just kind of looked into like what I have to do. And I started renting a commercial kitchen and it all happened very like organically, you know, like it started with me just renting a commercial kitchen. I would go once a week after work and then I made a website and I had on the website like, hey, I'm baking this week on Tuesday. So if you order, like I'll be baking on Tuesday. And it was just New York based. And then it became, I looked into shipping and I started to ship. And I kind of just realized at one point, you know, I had a big demand eventually and I could just start making the like same amount of money doing that than what I was doing at the time. Wow, and I quit my job.
It all kind of happened, huh?
It all happened. Yeah. It was really crazy. Everyone was freaking out. I mean, everyone is in my parents.
Yes.
And it, yeah, I mean, I really, it's interesting because I really just never knew what I wanted to do with my life. And I was really okay with that. You know, I enjoyed what I was doing, but it wasn't necessarily like something I loved, but it was like fine. And, you know, I got out of work at 5 and I had a life, so it didn't really matter to me. So it was really cool to kind of realize that I actually liked something enough to make it my life.
That's awesome. My gosh.
Yeah.
And who would have thought it's a banana bread of all things?
I know. Exactly.
So is your grandma still with us? Does she know about all this?
My grandma's still with us. She does know about all of this. And she really can't believe it. She's always like, I can't believe you did this. Like, it's insane. And it's cool because she's actually a big part of the brand in a way because my Instagram, every time I see my grandma, she brings us a bag of stuff because that's just what she's like. And she, you know, she auctions it off to me and my siblings and my cousins or whoever we're with. And I one day started recording it and everybody, like it literally got 3 million views on TikTok. She's like TikTok famous.
And oh my God, she's so cute.
She's so cute. And everybody just loved her doing that. So it was now like every time I see her, I like upload the video of her giving us stuff. And it's cool because she is, you know, everybody knows that that's my grandma and that is who taught me how to make the banana bread. So it's nice.
Oh my God, that is adorable.
You have to look at it after this.
Oh my God, I do. Yeah, that is super, super, super cute. She sounds like an incredible grandma.
Yeah, she is. She's the best.
She's all of our grandma in a much more real way.
Yes. Yes.
So when did you start? I said you kind of alluded to having made this for a lot of your life. So how old were you when she taught you how to make this? Were you cooking other things with her? What was that like?
It was really just, I remember it was in the fifth grade and we had this like potluck and it was kind of supposed to like be a potluck where people showed off like where they were from kind of, you know, like, you know, someone whose grandma was Polish, like, taught them how to make pierogies and they brought them in and I like didn't know what to do because like I was like, I don't know, you know, I'm Jewish and my grandma doesn't make anything that specific. I was like, but I really like her banana bread. So maybe like, I'm just going to ask her how to make that and, you know, make it for that. And so I made it and it kind of just like set off this, everyone was just loved it so much. And I just started making it for everything. And it's really, you know, banana bread is not very hard to make. So it was easy for me to make, especially as someone who, you know, I wasn't like a baker in the fifth grade. That's kind of how it started. I literally just asked her for the recipe in fifth grade. I made it and I seriously think I made it like at least once every few weeks for the rest of my life.
Really? Like, it's just never gone away.
Yeah, it, like, never went away. Like, I had no idea that me asking my grandma for the recipe that day would, like, set off my life.
That's insane. And so was that really the only thing that you kind of enjoyed making growing up? Because I know you don't – it doesn't seem like you have a traditional culinary background, so it's kind of just, like, banana bread all the time, basically.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it started – that's, like, I made banana bread, and I started to make, like, a lot of different variations of banana bread. But I didn't – I wouldn't say I was, like, obsessed with cooking or baking or anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I baked in the sense that, like, I loved baking the boxed brownie mix, and I loved baking, you know, pre, like, sliced cookie dough and that kind of thing. But, like, it wasn't anything crazy. And then I would say I really started getting into cooking so I grew up and I love my mom, but she's not the most amazing cook in the world. And I would say that when I was in high school, once I got my driver's license, I had this, me and my best friend JD, we started to like go out for dinner a lot. And that's when I kind of started enjoying food and being like, oh, because I thought I was a picky eater, and I really wasn't a picky eater. I just never really tried anything. And mm-hmm. So I started to go out for dinners with him. You know, we would start to go out for dinner. I discovered Indian food and Thai food, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I guess I just didn't try anything before. And then that is kind of what led me into cooking in general. I would say it started with cooking, and then it kind of evolved into baking.
Well, look at that. And now look at you. I know.
Exactly.
Who would have thought?
I know.
So what is your favorite, or how do you come up with the varieties? Because I see you have a lot of different varieties. Or why don't you tell me what some of the banana bread varieties are that you have?
Yeah. So I have, so I always have a certain flavors, and then I do a monthly flavor. I always have like plain and chocolate chip, and my grandma always made plain. Like, I don't ever remember her making it with chocolate chips. Honestly, the plain is probably my favorite.
Really? Keep it classic.
And then, the classic, you know, I just like how you can put whatever you want on it. You know, it's like, if you want it to be chocolatey, you can put chocolate on top. And that's the cool thing about plain banana bread. So I have that. I have plain always. I have chocolate chip always. I have Oreo always. I have peanut butter cup always, and I have snickerdoodle always, and then I have my monthly flavors. And the way I came up with those, like, I mean, plain and chocolate chip are obviously classics, and then I started to really experiment. I remember when I first put the peanut butter cups in the banana bread, because I was like, I baked it, and I was like, this is amazing, and I was like, oh, I can put a lot of things in this and just see if it's good. You know, there's so many things that go well with banana, and that's kind of how I started to get into the crazier flavors. And now, for example, this month's flavor is a pumpkin spice. And it's a pumpkin. So it's all always banana bread. So it's a pumpkin spice banana bread. And it's really delicious. And then I do some other ones that are a little bit more out there. Like, I have a fruity pebble one with like a fruity pebble crust on the top. And that one's really good. But it's also, you know, I feel like I have the flavors that are really delicious, and I'm like, wow, this is like really good, like the pumpkin and the apple cider one. But then the mm-hmm. fruity pebble one is like fun for people, you know, it's like fun for people to send to their friend who loves fruity pebbles, and they get a fruity pebble banana bread. It's still good, but it's not my favorite.
Gotcha. Okay. And so which one is kind of the most popular?
The most popular overall is definitely the chocolate chip. Yeah, but, you know, I have to say, so Snickerdoodle originally was not a permanent flavor, and it became one because it was so popular, and it's extremely popular. I think the fact that I don't put cinnamon in my original plain banana bread, and because I don't know why. I think I don't know why, but I personally don't think that, like if you're going to have a plain banana bread, cinnamon shouldn't be in it. I think if you're putting cinnamon in banana bread, it's like cinnamon banana bread, you know? I mean, cinnamon is such a strong flavor. That's my opinion. But Snickerdoodle has that cinnamon flavor in it, and it's really, really good. And I think that people also really like that. It's like a little spice to just the regular plain one.
Yes. No, I mean, all of these sound incredible.
Yeah.
They all sound so good. Oh my gosh. And so how does it kind of feel for you to be doing this full time right now?
You know, it's definitely, it's been a learning process. You know, I went to school for photography. I was never like planning on owning a business. It's all been really hard. I've made a lot of mistakes. But it's a learning process. And like, you know, I definitely have my ups and downs. I was just talking to my friend about this. You know, I feel like as a small business owner, sometimes you're like, oh my God, I'm amazing. Like my life is so good. I can't believe like I get to do this and I'm my own boss or whatever. And then sometimes you're kind of like, what am I doing? Like I have a banana bread business. Like who, like, I don't know. I don't know how to do anything. Yeah. Like what's going on? So it's honestly just so up and down. And I'm very lucky and I'm doing what I want to do. And I had no idea this is what I wanted to do, but it's great. And it's good because I'm now, you know, cooking and baking were something that was just a hobby of mine and I never really thought it would become my whole life. And I'm really happy that it kind of has become that because it's what I love to do.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, congratulations. This is like so exciting.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Like, I'm like, wow, what a life. Just working on banana bread all the time.
I know. And I mean, I have a lot of like, a lot of my content on Instagram and stuff. It's also just me cooking other things. And it's always been that. It's funny because my friend yesterday actually asked me, he was like, how did you decide you wanted your content to be like not just banana bread? And I said, I was like, I think it was just because I started it by accident. And I used to just put stuff on it and people liked it. And so, you know, my feed is mostly banana bread, but like my stories and things I do, like it's like all, you know, it's people who love food who follow me. Like they also love my product, but it's also people who love food.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, you're a food vibe all around.
Which food is vibes.
Same. Yeah. I mean, that's what I literally do for a living now. So I totally get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally, totally get it. All right. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Root 11 Potato Chips. From the moment Root 11 dropped their first batch of chips back in the early days of 1992, they understood their destiny as a high-quality producer. Instead of succumbing to the frenzy of mass production, they took advantage of their small size and made chipping a personal art form. The payoff was immediate, an incredible potato chip. With a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. In this world of uncertainty that we live in, Root 11 Potato Chips believe comfort food can be just that. Know where your food comes from. To learn more, visit rt11.com.
So what are, I mean, besides banana bread, what are some of the things that you like to cook? Like what is a food day in Allie's life look like?
A food day in my, well, I would say aside from cooking, I like to try, I mean, I think especially now that I own this small business and I see how kind of hard it is and, you know, I feel like I know all these people who own these businesses or they have a friend who owns this business. So I like to explore that and I like to go to my friends and friends of friends new places and kind of, you know, put it on my Instagram and be like, this was good. You should go here. And it makes me feel good that people actually do that. And then, you know, they're like, oh, I went there because of you. And I think that's the, I feel like what a really amazing part about social media is just what it can do for small businesses. So there's that aspect of it, of me kind of trying new foods around the city. And of course, New York, like there's always something new popping up. So it's fun to do. And then cooking wise, I try to cook something I try to cook something I've never cooked every week. So like it's usually kind of just has to do with what's going on. Like, you know, when tomatoes were in season, I was like, I love tomato soup and I've never really made it from scratch. And so I made tomato soup and I have like a weekly recipe in my newsletter that I give out and I also put it on my Instagram. But it's kind of just whatever I'm in the mood for. Like literally, like I'll be like, I'm in the mood for this week. I'm going to make that. This week I made, Japanese curry. I never made that before. So, that inspiration came from TikTok. A lot of things come from TikTok and, I'm sure you're on TikTok too. And it just kind of like in your face and I'm like, okay, I'll make it.
Yeah. You're like, fine. All right.
I'm like, fine. I'll go get the curry cubes and I'll make the Japanese curry. So
literally, like, I'll bite, it, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Like, my whole feed is food. So it's kind of just inspiration from what I'm seeing around, what's in season, and yeah.
Very, very cool. And so is there anyone else in your family that you kind of learned from a culinary perspective, or was it kind of just grandma?
It was mostly just grandma. And to be honest, no one in my family really likes to cook. That's why, like, when I said about me going out for dinner in high school, like, my mom would rather give me $20 in high school and have me go out to dinner than make me dinner. Like, she
A lot of people didn't, you know, a lot of people were like, their moms would make them eat, like, whatever, like, crappy, like, Brussels sprouts, whatever nonsense they had.
You know? No, totally, yeah. And she, I mean, it wasn't, like, every night, but it was just, you know, a lot of my family, I don't know, no one in my family really likes to cook. And I kind of just ended up teaching myself. It actually kind of started because like I said, I kind of went out for dinner a lot in high school, and that kind of got me into the food world. And then I started learning more about food, and I started to become really obsessed with wanting to be a vegetarian because you know, when you start learning about food, you obviously, like, learn about the different parts of the animals you're eating, and, like, it kind of starts to feel really, like, ugh, like, that's really gross. Yeah. And I've always been obsessed with animals, and I just was like, I need to become a vegetarian. And so my senior year of high school, me and my best friend JD, we actually decided to become – so we had this thing called a senior project. I don't know if you guys had that. Like, I'm not sure.
A senior project.
Yeah, it was like – it was basically like the last month of senior year. You were allowed to kind of, like, do whatever you wanted, and you just had to, like, present it at the end. And we were, like, obsessed with animals and obsessed with food. So we were like, let's become vegetarians and make, like, a vegetarian cookbook. And that's like, how I started to – that's, like, why I started to learn how to cook. And I started to learn how to cook, and that's like, kicked it off, because once I started to learn how to cook, I was like, wow, I really like this. This is really fun. And I did not end up staying a vegetarian, but – you know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, no, for sure. So,
but yeah, okay. I would say, yeah, it really, like, my family, like, they are so supportive, and, you know, they love my cooking, but they're not the cooks.
They're just, like, along for the ride, basically.
Yeah, they have their specialties.
Interesting. And so what are your favorite things to make now besides banana bread?
What are my favorite things to make? I feel like I'm, like, every day, I'm like, I want to make a chocolate chip cookie, and I, like, make a different one, like, every day. I'm like, I need to make the best chocolate chip cookie ever. And that has really helped with my baking skills, because do you bake?
A little bit, yeah. I definitely do more, I guess, traditional cooking than baking, but I have nothing against it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think with baking, it's so about, like, learning as you go. So I kind of try to make simple things, like I said, like chocolate chip cookies, like, to just kind of understand more about baking, because it's like a science, you know?
Right.
And there's so much to it. It's like, if the temperature is like 5 degrees hotter, like, that'll make a huge difference. If you you mix it for an extra 10 seconds, that makes a huge difference. And those are all things that I didn't really know going into it. Because, you know, I would just make one banana bread every once in a while. Like, it wasn't, you know, like, I was a baker. And so I kind of like to, baking wise, like, make, like, simple things like cookies. And then, cooking wise, what do I like to make? I just got an air fryer, so I'm pretty obsessed with that. Do you have an air fryer?
I do. I really don't use it. I haven't, like, it hasn't hit for me in a way that I feel like it has for everyone else. I'm so confused, honestly.
Honestly, like, at first I was kind of like, because everyone's like, it's just a convection oven, which, like, it is. But I don't know. There's something about it. I think the fact that it's just, like, so compact and things go faster. But I've been making a lot of chicken thighs, which I never made before.
Okay.
And, like, with the bone in. And I've been making a lot of what else have I been making? Sorry, I literally can't think. I've been making a lot of chili, because, you know, it's chili season. It is. And otherwise, it really goes by week, like whatever I'm in the mood for that week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it. I mean, It sounds like you kind of have like a fun little journey happening with like, you know, baking and cooking and kind of like switching it up and, you know, trying new things and obviously doing a ton of banana bread.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. So at this point, do you have like do you bake all the banana bread yourself or is it more like how does that work? What is the production like?
So initially when I first, so I quit my job in 2020 to start doing this full time. And my first year I was doing everything. So I was baking it, I was packaging it, I was sending it out. And now I have a team and I go in like once a week to kind of like help out and make sure everything's okay, but I don't really bake it anymore. So that's, you know, and now I kind of more just run the business and do the social media and kind of try to put content out there. But yeah, so basically every week I kind of put in an order with my team and they make it. And then I, you know, I get my orders, I send them the labels and they send it out and it's a lot easier for me now. And my team is really great. So everything has worked out really well so far.
Hey, that's the dream. I mean, that's what it's all about. You gotta, I guess, delegate and, you know,
or else you'd be like, it was a mess in the beginning. I had to say, just because like, you know, I would say something and someone would tell the other person and it wouldn't get to them right and things would be wrong. But it's been like a year now of this happening and it's finally, I would say, like very like down pat.
Okay. Look at you. So what is, I guess, looking forward, where do you want to see the business go? What are your goals for this? I guess there's nowhere, the sky's the limit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's always asking me if I want to get a store and that kind of thing. I feel like right now I'm just prioritizing kind of growing in the sense of like getting word out there more. You know, when I first started, I really couldn't bake that many and I kind of it was hard because so many people wanted it and I couldn't get it to them. And now I can get it to them and now I want to get even more out there because I have this whole team. So looking forward, it's really just about, you know, I don't have like investors or anything. So I really just have been using like my own money to do all of this. And I just want more people to buy it now that I have the capacity to do it. And then, you know, once that happens, like in the future, I do hope to have a storefront one day. I do hope to produce more than just banana bread. You know, there's a lot of other things my grandma makes that I want to, you know, show the people and also just other recipes that I've developed that I want to get out there.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess, how would you describe the banana bread itself? Like for those who can't taste it, how would you with words describe what it's like? Like, is it super gooey? Like what is so special about
moist.
This?
It's so moist. It's the most moist. I have to say, like, I'm not just saying this because it's my banana bread. Like, I seriously have never had another banana bread that tastes as good as this one. And there's really no like secret ingredient. People are always like, what's the secret ingredient? I'm like, I don't know how other people are making their banana breads, but it's just not as good as this one for some reason. It's very moist. It's definitely very sweet. And it's, you know, a lot of people like banana bread as like a breakfast or a snack. I would say it's more of a desserty banana bread just because it's pretty sweet. But, you know, if you like a sweet breakfast, then that works for you. But moist. Moist is the number one word to describe my banana bread. It is so moist.
Yum. Oh, my gosh. I'm so in the mood for banana bread right now. I'm losing my mind.
I'm excited to send you some.
Yes, I'm excited to try them. Oh, my God. Like, I literally can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. And it's cool because you can make it a little. Like, sometimes I put, like, butter and salt on top of, like, a plain loaf, and that makes it a little less sweet. But
I like sweet. I've got no problem with that. I personally, when I make banana bread myself, I do like the chocolate chip route. I definitely turn it into a desserty vibe. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, you'll like mine then.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I'm like looking at all the different varieties right now. And is there any like sneak peeks that you can give about like, you know, upcoming flavors? I don't know if you have like a fun holiday thing coming.
I am working right now. I'm trying to make a banana bread cookie that I'm like struggling. I'm not struggling with it. I'm just like trying to decide what route I want to go because, you know, there's the cookies that are like, crispy and thin. And then there's the Levain cookies. And then there's the cookies in between. And I've made all of them. And I'm like, I don't know which one I like better. And, you know, people also get annoying sometimes where it's like, oh, if you're going to call it a banana bread cookie, it has to be kind of banana bready. And then I'm like, oh, well, maybe I just want to make a banana chocolate chip cookie, not a banana bread chocolate chip cookie. But I don't know. You know, it's a lot to think about. And I had made limited time blondies at one point. They were like banana bread blondies and they were so good. So I'm kind of trying to make it like that, except in cookie form. But it is hard because bananas don't really have that much of a taste. And you're like they're really, obviously if they're really ripe, they're sweet and they're banana-y and that's great. But when you're eating, like if I gave you a chocolate chip cookie with like just bananas in it, like I don't know if you would know that it would have banana in it. You know what I mean? Like it's very subtle and you don't want it. And it's like part of me doesn't want it to be super subtle because if I'm going to make a banana cookie, I want it to, the banana flavor to be out there, but I also don't really want to use artificial banana. So it's been a process, but
I do really hope hard hitting stuff over there.
But within like the next few months, I do hope to be able to release my banana bread cookie.
Yes, that's, give the people what they want.
Yeah,
that sounds incredible.
Yes.
Well, if anybody can do it, it's you. So I have full faith. Well, was there anything else super important that I didn't ask you or cover about your banana bread journey?
I don't think so. I think that that's it. It's pretty simple. It's banana bread.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's almost... It's very cool that it is so simple, that it's just kind of like one thing. You know, you meet a lot of, you know, businesses that kind of really expand out to other things.
Yeah.
You can't really, like, you don't really know what their best thing is.
But
and you just kind of want to, you know, but this is very, it's very cut and dry. It's like easy to digest, no pun intended.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's like, this is just get your hands on the best banana bread. Here it is.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm like really grateful for you sharing your story and telling me all of this and, you know, sharing banana bread with the world.
Yes.
Doing God's work out here. We appreciate it.
Nope. No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. To learn more about the food and drink discovery platform that is the FeedFeed, head to thefeedfeed.com. If you have a food story to tell or want us to interview a blogger, cookbook author, chef, or restaurateur, we would love your suggestions. Just send us a DM on Instagram. See you next time. The FeedFeed podcast is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.